So I think we just heard what must be the favorite Bible verse, in at least in the Lutheran church. When you're invited, go and sit down in the lowest place. It's such a well-known trait of Lutherans that a friend of mine gave me this t-shirt. It says, avoiding the front pew since 1517. This attachment to humility as a sacred virtue has become a gentle joke among Lutherans. Humility, though, humility is not the same thing as modesty. Modesty means not drawing attention to oneself. Modesty is about actions. Humility is a state of mind. It's not thinking of oneself too highly. We use the adjective humble to describe a lowly place. We talk about a humble dwelling, or to describe a lowly position in society, a humble worker, we might say, a humble laborer. On Labor Day, we celebrate with gratitude all those who work for the good of society, in theory, equating all labor. But in practice, we give more honor to the doctor than the street sweeper. In theory, we have a classless, non-hierarchical society. But in practice, it's all about who you can sit with at meals. Are you at the state dinner? $1,000 a plate fundraiser? The cool table at school? How far are you from the head table? In the Bible story, Jesus has been invited to a Sabbath meal, Sunday dinner. We have those kind of things here. We have coffee hour after worship. We have lunches and celebration meals. When you're at the group meal, how do you choose where to sit? Do you find the person sitting alone and join them? Do you invite someone to your table, even if it won't leave room for all of your friends? People write to Miss Manners or check with Emily Post with their questions about seating protocols, because we have both written and unwritten rules for being a good host and for being a good guest. And because there was no pretense about a classless society in Jesus's day, the rules were clearer and quite straightforward. Everybody knew what it was and followed it. You gave preference to those who could do something for you. Smart people cultivated the A-list. Being famous for being famous was admired, as was getting invitations because of who you know, and thus becoming someone to know. As a host, you pursued networking, held fundraising dinners. You might invite someone to a meal as part of a job interview where their behavior was a test, a way of judging. Of course, in today's society, this land of opportunity and equal opportunity for all, we'd never think of doing any of those things. That was for those judgmental times. And aren't you glad we've grown beyond that? But judgment was the reason why Jesus was invited to this Sabbath dinner in the Bible story. He'd healed a woman in church, in synagogue, and the disapproving religious leaders went on to invite him for dinner afterwards to see if he would continue this sin by healing a sick man who was also invited to the dinner. And he did. And they were watching his every move. And Jesus was noticing their judgment, and he judges them right back by giving teachings on host and guest behaviors that were totally at odds with the societal norms of his day. Jesus evaluates them the way Miss Manners might, giving instructions on being the perfect host and being the perfect guest. And his rules have nothing to do with considering how you look to other people or what they might do for you. He says, when you're a guest, don't go to the best seats or be first in line at the potluck or save a bunch of seats for your friends. All of these acts are based on the attitude that you are more important than others. So he lifts up the virtue of humility, but here a caution. Beware of false humility. One kind of false humility is acting humble in order to push yourself forward, getting sympathy with the poor little me protests. This is calculated false humility. Another false humility is that which comes from believing that you're not worthy of respect. Self-denigration is not a virtue, whether it's calculated or induced by the opinion of others. Yet, we may have a crisis of self-worth every time we need to choose a seat. Think of walking into the lunchroom with your tray and not seeing a friend and wondering if you dare to sit down in an empty spot where a bunch of others are gathered, wondering how welcome you'll be. The perfect guest is humble, not regarding themselves as more important than anyone else, but also setting an example of human dignity by not behaving as one who regards themselves as of less importance than anyone else. And Jesus then goes on. He doesn't have advice just for the guests, but also for the hosts. When you're a host, he says, it's your job to show respect for all people. Be thoughtful about inclusion, about realizing that some people have had humiliating experiences of rejection or have been made to feel like an ignorant outsider. Give your most hospitality to those who can't pay you back or enhance your life. I've heard people criticize churches when they were disregarded because they weren't of the prevalent demographic or not living nearby while attention was being lavished on those who were the right age or the right background or the most likely contributors. We all have an impulse to care most for those with whom we identify. You've heard the dictum, charity begins at home. We may not expect to be paid back in kind, but we want the emotional payback of caring for our own, who we see as more deserving, as an extension of ourselves. We are hierarchical people. No matter what our country's founding documents say about everyone being created equal, we always aspire to earn a higher place, to be highly regarded, so that we're invited higher, to be recognized, to be rewarded. And so it behooves us to remember that when you are higher, it means that someone else is lower. When something good happens to you, when you get a promotion or recognition, remember that it may be because someone else didn't get it, that your joy comes at the expense of someone else's pain. Jesus is our example in remembering that. Jesus was the perfect guest when he entered our world to live among us. He's the one who did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, being born in human likeness, being found in humble form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus took the lowest place that there is, death on a cross, the punishment reserved for the worst traitors, the worst of society, the lowest of the low. Jesus did not use his high place and high status to claim an exalted point. You may not be able to humble yourself completely before others, but we can all humble ourselves before God and not claim that we deserve better treatment than anyone else. Jesus, who shows us how to be this perfect guest, is also the perfect host. He makes friends with us, invites us, we who can't do anything for him. He it is who invites us to his feast, and then he takes the lowest place. And since it's already taken, you can't occupy it. You will have to go higher up. Jesus invites you there and gives you an honored place at his table, for which we can say, thanks be to God.